programs, but I have articles on that. The Bible teaches that Christ died in the original shedding of blood. Do you know when it was?
You mean what year? Or what are you talking about?
When was the first shedding of blood, an archetype? You know what an archetype is?
Yes.
When was the first shedding of blood?
Passover lamb.
Go read Genesis 3. God sees Adam and Eve, they sin, an animal and kills it, which sheds its blood, and covered them in a tunic-like garment. It never changed, but that's not the point right today. The point today is that if you're here and you're like the world and you fit into the world, 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, if you love the entertainment, if you love the sports, if you love the politics, if you love the media, movie, Netflix, video games, youth sports, whatever it is that's of the world, if you love that, the Bible says you have not the love of God. How are you holy and set apart if you like the world?
I don't do a lot of the things the world does.
You're here entertaining yourself. You could be here proclaiming the gospel.
Where do you get your clothes? Where do you go to the grocery store?
Make all your clothes, or do you buy them?
First of all, the Bible doesn't say I have to make my clothes. It tells me how to dress.
Okay, exactly.
And I have to feed my family, and I have to make a living, but I don't have to do it sinfully. You're here enjoying yourself sinfully. And by the way, sir, you're the elder man here. Did you know the Bible says when men reason, women are to be silent? Did you know the Bible actually says that?
In the church, sir.
Did Jesus say we're two or three are gathered?
This is not the church.
Did Jesus say we're two or three are gathered? Are you claiming Jesus?
This is not
we are.
Assembly.
Are we gathered? How many bodies of Christ are there?
Yeah, there's one.
One. So we're all part of that one. So she should be quiet when the one gathers.
Wow.
No.
She should be quiet when the one gathers. See, this is where the evangelical system has
taught
you lies.
You're overbearing, sir.
Overbearing?
Absolutely.
I'm preaching the word of God.
No, you're not.
And you guys are making excuses for being worldly.
No, we're not worldly.
Sure you are.
No.
Sure
if
you
we
are.
Were dressed
you can walk
immodestly,
on your way. You
if
stop
we were
to talk
dressed
to me.
Immodestly, it would be different.
Yes.
We're what does that word immodest mean?
We're Christians.
Have you studied this?
Absolutely.
What does the word
so
immodest
the modest,
mean?
That goes beyond.
What does it mean in the Greek?
Exposing nakedness.
What does it mean in the Greek?
A lot of that.
1 Timothy 2, modest apparel. What does that mean in the Greek?
Well, I know apparel is Greek. Two Greek words means cast down.
Very good. It's a long and flowing robe.
Right, I agree
it's a
with
robe.
You.
Well, none of you wear one.
No.
We're supposed to cover up our forms.
Well, you're wearing a trouser.
My form is covered. I'm fully covered. Right. You can't see my butt and my crotch, sir. Okay? The women show it off. The men show it off. And again, focus on the gospel here. I have articles on teaching, on the clothing, on women being silent, on head covering. The thing is, if you truly were transformed and born again, both of you, are you father, son?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you truly were born again, because I love you, I'm going to tell you this truth, you wouldn't want the things of the world anymore.
You would desire... For the remission of sin.
Of course, water baptism, of course. But that doesn't save you, sir. That's just an act, like getting married on a Saturday. You still got to live out the marriage.
That's where you contact the blood.
That's right.
In water baptism?
Yes, sir.
Really, the thief on the cross made it, and he was never water baptized.
He wasn't under the new covenant.
You don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know that? He died. He was never baptized.
And he wasn't under the
scriptures. Tell us that.
We don't know that. No, it never says that.
Where is it?
You got a problem, too, in the book of Acts. Cornelius
had... under the Old Testament.
Cornelius had the Holy...
Jesus hadn't died yet.
Cornelius had the Holy Spirit before he was water baptized.
That was to show the Jews that the Gentiles...
You're making excuses. Water baptism is just a symbol.
The thief on the cross.
You're worldly, and if you're worldly, you can't be of Jesus.
You're a false teacher.
Really, I'll tell you what. That's a bold claim to make. You got my website. You email me. You call me. You prove to me in scriptures that I'm a false teacher.
Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16.
I told you, I believe and teach water baptism.
No, but
water doesn't save you. Are you guys with the Church of Christ?
Yes.
Yeah, I got an article on my website about the Church of Christ and your false doctrine. You need to go look up that article and send it and refute it.
You'll hear from us.
Yeah, I'd love to. What's your name?
Cody?
Yeah.
Dave.
I'm James.
Yeah.
This is Debbie. Would love to hear from you. I love you guys. I don't want to be confrontational, but you know what? Paul did dispute. We must earnestly contend, Jude says, for the faith once delivered. You're in the world. You're of the world.
You're
teaching false ways.
The way you are. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, you are.
What does the word preach mean?
Not like this.
It says, go lift up your voice.
Yes, but you're going to turn people away like
contending
this.
Contending for truth.
I'm a Christian.
Did Jesus turn people away by using the truth?
He didn't try to force it on anybody.
No, am I forcing
that's
on
exactly
you? You stopped to talk to me.
That's exactly what
I didn't force it on you. You're naming Christ. I'm telling you, you should obey him. If you don't, you're going to lose your soul.
That's
Hebrews
right.
5:9 says, he made the way for those who obey him. Being worldly, your women out of order, your life not in order, your gospel not in order, teaching water saves you. you're in peril of your soul. I hope you repent.
Jesus saves.
I hope you repent. Jesus saves, and he said, if you know me, abide in my word. And you're not in the word of God. You're in a man-made religious system.
Well, you don't know that, anyway.
I do.
No,
I do.
You're not Jesus. You don't know people's hearts, brother.
You need to repent. I know your fruit, sir. The Bible says you know a man by his fruit. I see your fruit right now. Repent. We love you.